నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయ ముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. So we are reading from first canto Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Creation, chapter number 6 entitled Conversation between Narad and Vyasadev, text number 3. Please repeat. Swayambhuva kaya vrittya vartitam te param వయః కథం చేదం ఉదశ్రక్షి కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. స్వయంభూవ కయా వృత్త్యా వర్తితం తే పరం వయః కథం చేదముదస్త్రాక్షి కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. స్వయంభువ కయా వృత్త్యా వర్తితం తే పరం వయః కథం చేదముదస్త్రాక్షి కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. స్వయంభువ కయా వృత్త్యా వర్తితం తే పరం వయః కథం చేదముదస్త్రాక్షి కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. వర్తితం తే పరం వయా కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. కాలే ప్రాప్తే కలేవరం. వర్తితం తే పరం వయః కథం చేదముదస్త్రాక్షి काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम् स्वयंभुवा कया वृत्त्या साक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम् स्वयंभुव कया वृत्त्या वर्तितं मे परं वया माताजी स्वयंभुव कया वृत्त्या वर्तितं ते परं वयः कथं चेदमुदस्त्राक्षी स्वयंभुव कया वृत्त्या ते परं वयः कथं चेदमुदस्त्राक्षी काले प्राप्ते कलेवरम् स्वयंभुव ओ सन ऑफ ब्रह्मा कया अंडर व्हाट कंडीशन वृत्त्या occupation vartitam was spent te you param after the initiation vayaha duration of life katham how cha and idam this udasrakshihi Did you quit? Kale in due course. Prapte having attained. Kalevaram body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O son of Brahma, how did you pass your life after initiation and how did you attain this body having quit your old one in due course Srila Prabhupada's purport Sri Narada Muni in his previous life was just an ordinary maidservant's son so how he became so perfectly transformed into the spiritual body of eternal life, bliss and knowledge is certainly important. Sri Vyasadev desired him to disclose the facts for everyone's satisfaction. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीव साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಶನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಎನಿವೇರ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಟೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ that whatever you are speaking, do you also actually follow it or not? So maybe today is my test. That's why I have been asked to give class just now. So it is very important chapter, conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. So this conversation is happening between the disciple and the spiritual master. So Vyasadeva is acting as a perfect disciple, even though he is considered as one of the incarnations of Lord Krishna. So if he is incarnation of Krishna, why does he need a guru? Because Krishna is the one from whom all the knowledge comes, right? So if Vyasadeva is Krishna's incarnation, then why is he even accepting a role of a disciple? So we should understand that this is just one of the ways Krishna wants to teach the future generations that everyone must accept the position of a disciple. Everyone must humble himself, then only the path of spirituality will be open for us. Otherwise, even though it may appear very easy, you know, all the books are there, I can read the books, or I can, you know, recite verses myself, or I can just associate with some of the saintly people and that will be enough. That's what people think. But how important it is to take official initiation, how important it is to accept one person as my authority. See, the importance of authority is so important that Krishna himself, when Krishna and Balram, when they were here in India, when, you know, in Vrindavan, they actually did not need a guru. They were the supreme personalities of Godhead. But still, they accepted Sandipani Muni, right? And how fastly they learnt everything? 64 different types of arts. And how many years do you think that took? 64 days. So they are showing to the world that we don't need any guru actually. Because what kind of arts they were? In one day they learned how to disguise oneself. In one day they learned the art of singing. In just one day, everything about that particular art of singing. And how they learned it? In the daytime, Sandipani Muni used to teach both of them. And in the night time they used to practice, and that's it. So fast. One day they learned about cooking, one day they learned about fighting, you know, different varieties of fights. 64 different types. Even they learned how to comb your hair. Different arts of combing one's hair. See, actually Krishna doesn't need to learn all these things. And even if suppose you think that Krishna needs to, then if you think that Krishna is ordinary and he needs to accept a guru, then how can an ordinary person learn 64 arts in only 64 days? And to the perfection. They were the perfect. So Krishna shows by his own example and his incarnation, Vyasadeva, he is also showing by his own example. So Vyasadeva, he is taking humble position and he is asking Narada Muni that what exactly happened about, you know, please tell us about your past so that the future generations will come to know. Because Vyasadeva knows that before this lifetime, Narada Muni, the previous lifetime, in the previous day of Brahma, not in this day of Brahma, in the previous day of Brahma, Narada Muni had to take a birth as son of a maid servant. So naturally, a question may arise that, you know, why and what type of birth was it? What exactly happened? So he's asking humbly. So it's very important to ask the spiritual master with humble attitude. Tadviddhi pranipatena. Krishna says that with humble attitude you can submissively inquire from the spiritual master. Pariprashnena. You should ask questions. So Krishna himself is encouraging all of us that you should go to a guru and ask questions, but do not ask questions in a challenging attitude. But ask questions in a submissive attitude. Then what will happen? Upadekshanti te jnanam. Jnaninas tatvadarshina. So Krishna says that if you approach a spiritual master with humble and submissive attitude, and if you ask questions, naturally that spiritual master, being tatvadarshin, you know, the person who knows the things as they are, the things in their essence, such a person will enlighten you. Then he will give you upadesh, right knowledge, right guidance. So Krishna is encouraging all of us that we should take path of spiritual initiation. So that's why in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, in the translation rather, O son of Brahma, what did you pass? How did you pass your life after initiation? And how did you attain this body, having quit your old one in due course? So naturally he is asking what exactly happened in the previous life. Now previous life, in the previous day of Brahma, Narad Muni was son of a maid servant. And that maid servant was not very high class, or, you know, she was very, very simple. And she used to go in the different houses of Brahmanas, and she used to do menial service, very, very menial. And naturally, this Narada, in the previous life, Narada boy, he was only 5 years old, and he used to accompany the mother wherever she went. And this mother, somehow, by the good fortune and the beautiful will of Krishna, she was engaged in the service of Brahmanas. And they were high class, they were real Brahmanas. They were mentioned as Bhakti Vedantists. They were the ones who understood the essence of Bhakti. Bhakti Vedanta. You know, Bhakti Vedanta. They understood the essence of Bhakti and the Vedas. So, you know, in this Bhagavatam or anywhere, it is not mentioned who was the father of that Narada boy. So that means what kind of birth was that? That he did not know who his father was, and he used to only accompany his mother wherever she went. But one great thing happened in that particular period of time. As you know, the 4 months of Chaturmas, the 4 months of rainy seasons in India, they are very intense. So people do not like to travel in those days. So all these great sages, all the great devotees, they were gathered at a particular place, and by the supreme will, supreme arrangement of Lord Krishna, the mother of this Narada boy got the service, the menial service for these great sages. And naturally this 5-year-old boy used to always accompany, and he also used to do some menial work, whatever is needed. But these great souls, Bhakti Vedantis, they felt so much compassion. Naturally, when a little boy, he has humble attitude, submissive attitude, and all the children are innocent. So they felt such a beautiful, nice boy. So they gave the mercy to this boy. So what kind of mercy he received? Bhagavatam says that he used to hear whatever they were discussing. So naturally, these great souls, great devotees of the Lord, they were always discussing the glories of Lord Krishna. They were always engaged in the devotional service and the process to attain the pure devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. So these were the words entering in the ears of this Narad boy. So such a great fortune, right? So not just that, also this Narada boy, he received the great mercy in the form of remnants of these great sages. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, there are three things that can give one the greatest push on the path of devotional service. The three things: Bhakta Pada Dhuli, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, 18 Mahabal. It's like, I just remember that when I used to be very, very small, you know, there was that was the period of video games. So I wanted to play some video games, but my mother did not allow me. But the only game that I was allowed was car racing, because there is no murders and killing and slashing people in car racing. So my mother allowed me to play that car racing game. So in that game, you know, all of you must be also aware of this type of what I'm saying, that there is the speed, you know, you are going with the speed, but there is something called turbo. There is a nitrox cylinder. So if you press that button, the nitrox will, you know, activate, and it will give a repulsive action like a rocket, and the car will go, you know, super fast, and you may be at the last position, but you will be in the first position in no time. So how to gain that turbo in devotional service? So these three things: Bhakta Pada Dhuli, the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava; Bhakta Pada Jal, the water that has washed the lotus feet of a Vaishnava; and Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh, the remnants, the prasadam that has been the leftover from the plate of a Vaishnava. These three things are considered 18 Mahabal. They will give you the turbo, you will go like a rocket on the path of devotional service. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita there are so many beautiful pastimes, but right now I will stick to the current discussion. So this Narada boy got the mercy in the form of the remnants of these great sages, and naturally something happened inside. Like, we know that most of us have come because of Mahaprasad, because we have eaten. In the beginning we did not understand anything. What is Krishna consciousness? You know, Srila Prabhupada has written so many books, but in the beginning we don't understand all these books, the science of self-realization. It's such a heavy word, you know, I used to think. But when you eat Mahaprasad, then the, you know, prasadam goes inside and something transforms you. And these heavy books and, you know, so-called this, you know, very hard to grasp knowledge becomes easy. So this Narada boy at the age of 5, he received such a great mercy of in the form of the remnants of such a great pure devotees of the Lord, Bhakti Vedantists. And then he was happy, he was very, very happy, and he had his mother, and he was serving them for 4 months. He served, and when the 4 months of Chaturmas, the rainy seasons that ended, then all of them went to their own paths, different ways they went, and he felt separation from them. And but still he had his mother, and he was still, you know, remembering all the glories and pastimes that he had heard, and he had taken such wonderful Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad. But, you know, very soon one more calamity came upon this little 5-year-old boy. His only hope in his life, his only relative, his only person who took care of him, that was his mother. And she got bitten by a snake and she passed away. So this little 5-year-old child was left with nothing. And only 5 years old, all he had was the mercy that he had collected from the past, from these great souls. And he, later on, Narad Muni will describe that he thought that it is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He has already been given the knowledge that you are not the body, you are the soul. He has all the knowledge. So He did not spend time in foolishly, you know, crying, or, you know, he was not too much affected, even though He felt very sad naturally and He felt separation from the mother. But the strength He had acquired from the association of the Bhakti Vedantists, He went in the jungle and He started to perform tapasya according to the process that He had heard. And then, because of the intense tapasya, intense austerities He performed and meditation, one day He saw the form of the Lord, only for a moment, and the Lord disappeared. And then He opened the eyes and He wanted to see that form, because it is described, the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so attractive that a person who would see it even once, you know, he will never forget, and he would want to see Him again and again and again. So he was very, very disturbed when this form was disappeared from his mind. But then he heard a voice that in this life you won't see me again, but in the next life you will become a great devotee and you will associate with me all the time. So this is what the past backstory. So it is said that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Have you heard it? So now, you know, Vyasadeva asked Narad Muni that you are so beautiful and you have the transcendental body. The body of Narad Muni is spiritual body. So he asked, you are so amazing, you are spiritual, how did you achieve this position? So Narad Muni told the backstory. You know, every saint has a past. So he heard the past. Now naturally, he again inquired. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you see Narad Muni talking to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And he is telling, why did he become the son of maidservant? Because why does he have to take birth as a son of a maidservant? And she was a low class woman, like in terms of so-called varnashram, she was not in a very, you know, highly situated in varnashram. So there he mentions to Yudhishthir Maharaj that I had to take that birth because previous to this birth, you know, previous to taking this birth of the Narada boy as the son of maidservant, I was in the heavenly planets as a Gandharva, in the Gandharva Loka. My name was Upabarhana, and I was very beautiful because Gandharvas are very, very handsome. So he says that I was the talk of the town, and I was so beautiful that all, you know, many, many women, they used to faint looking at me. So Srila Prabhupada writes that he was a playboy. That's Prabhupada writes in the fifth canto. So naturally, because of the beautiful body, he attracted many women, and he was a Gandharva, beautiful singer. And so he explains that he was not at all inclined to the devotional service. One time in the heavenly planets, they arranged a big sacrifice and a Sankirtan festival in the heavenly planets. And they invited all the guests, and this Narada was also invited. So this Narada went along with all the ladies that he used to associate. So he went with so many of his female associates. And there, that yajna was supposed to be for glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there he started singing his songs. So it is described that he was singing the glories of demigods. So naturally, the real, you know, the authorities there, they got offended. Because I think it is third offense to consider the names of demigods as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu, right? So the names of the demigods are not on the equal platform. To consider that, you know, the glories of demigods and the glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead as equal is an offense. So he started singing his own songs there, and then the Prajapatis, the authorities there, they got offended and they gave a curse that because of this offense, you have to take birth as a son of a maidservant. You will be condemned to be a Shudra. So that was the scenario in the past, you know, what exactly happened. But then Narad Muni is saying that everything happened by the supreme arrangement, supreme will of Lord Krishna, and somehow he has been saved. So it is so nicely described, the previous life of Narad Muni. When Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, he was having complete faith in the holy names of Krishna. Because he knows that by the mercy of Bhakti Vedantists, if this Narad boy was transformed into celestial, into the beautiful spiritual personality, Narad Muni, he became son of Brahma, then by the power of holy name, I can transform everyone. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his poem that Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachisuta Priyati Krishna Sevya Jara Tulanai Sei Se Mahanta Guru Jagate Madhe Uru Krishna Bhakti Dei Thay Thay. That beautiful poem Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is saying that by the mercy of my spiritual master and with holy name, there is, you know, no doubt that everyone can be transformed. What to speak of, you know, these Westerners or people from different countries. Everyone can become a pure devotee. Everyone can achieve their real spiritual bodies, their constitutional position, and everyone can live happily. That's why Prabhupada came here with that intention that he is Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So with the mercy of Bhakti Vedantists, Narad boy became Narad Muni. So for all of us, we are also like Narad boys. We are, you know, very, very little in terms of spiritual knowledge. So we are just like, you know, 5-year-old boys. But we have achieved association of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So by the mercy of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we all also can perfect our lives and go back to Godhead. And that's the aim, that's the expectation Srila Prabhupada has from all of us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhrigupati Prabhu.
That was a great class. On that point you made about how, you know, Narada Muni, when he was the boy, he got the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas. And on the strength of that mercy, he was able to not be so affected when his mother got bit by the snake and she passed away. So before he actually went, he didn't go directly to, well, he did go to the forest, but it's described in some previous verses that he passed through many towns and villages and agricultural areas. He passed through, you know, old society and civilization. And Prabhupada specifically mentions that he didn't, you know, take any time out to try to, you know, improve his economic situation. He actually says that in the purport. In other words, he didn't look for like a family to be part of or like a, you know, a guy to take him as an apprentice so he could learn a trade, you know. No, he was, even at that age, 5 years old, he understood, now I'm not going to get involved with this. I'm not going to take shelter of a family. I'm not going to try to look for an occupation. I'm going. And he, you know, just went right to the forest and he started meditating. So,
it's a very, very beautiful point. Thank you, Prabhu. That when this Narad boy was walking towards forest, he came across many different cities and different allurements, but he was never affected. So it is said, Krishna Pada Padma Gandha jai jan pai brahma loka adi sukha tare nahi bhai. So when someone achieves the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, then what to speak of these tiny little pleasures of this world? Even the pleasures of the planet of Lord Brahma will become so insignificant for that devotee. So this Narad boy, even though he was not completely pure devotee, that's not described there, but he had achieved the knowledge and also mercy. So knowledge plus mercy is a very powerful combination.
One question. So you mentioned about now in the fifth canto, Narada Muni was talking to Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he explained that the reason I took birth is that the son of a maidservant was because previously I was Gandharva, Upambarana, and et cetera, et cetera. So was he a conditioned soul at that time? Because, you know, we think of Narada Muni as a Nitya Siddha. I mean, he's, you know, Srivastakur, and was he a conditioned soul at that point?
Srivastakur is like later on, but that point of time, the Upabharan thing is in the previous day of Brahma, not even this day, previous day, you know. So, to be honest, like I have done a lot of analysis on this, but at least our scriptures, they do not talk about the, you know, more back life of Narad Muni than Upabharan. So Srila Prabhupada also gives only reference Upabharan onwards. Upabharan, then Narad the boy, and then Narad Muni. But what was happening before that, we do not know. But it appears that, you know, he was associating with so many women, and he has been described as a playboy and all. So he may be, you know, affected by material desire and lust, but which is, you know, very, very common, which is very natural for anybody who is conditioned in this material world. But the takeaway from this story, the pastime of Narad Muni, is how powerful is the mercy of a pure devotee of Lord. So when Srila Prabhupada came, you know, it's really, he literally showed to the world what one pure devotee can do. And Srila Prabhupada's expectation from all of us is we should all become his instruments, and we should all become like him and be his instruments, and let him make us dance the way he wants us to dance. And so many of great devotees, you know, what can we not do? So that's Srila Prabhupada's expectation.
Okay, well, so just how, one last question. So Narada Muni, when he cursed Mani Kuvara and Nala Kuvara and Mani Griva, okay, he cursed them to be standing as trees, but part of that curse was that they would get, that those trees would get torn down by Krishna. You know, that was kind of...
Yeah.
Okay? So when the demigods who were doing that yajna, you know, the Sankirtan yajna, when they cursed Narada to become the son of a maidservant, was him getting the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas part of that curse at that time? Or did he just get lucky, you know, because he got cursed by them, he became the son of the
maidservant? Yes, in the fifth canto it is described that after getting the curse, he felt really sad. You know, why did he behave like that? And he also begged for forgiveness from Prajapatis. And Prajapatis are like very, very eminent personalities. They are like the administrators of the world, and they are supposed to, you know, deal with the propagation of progeny and all. So they were really powerful, and I'm not sure if they gave this benediction with the curse, but without a doubt, Narad Muni himself describes that that curse was in itself a blessing in disguise. So whenever, that's a very beautiful point, I will end with this note, that when a great person sometimes gives you chastisement, that chastisement is loaded with mercy also. So if you take it properly, the same curse becomes a blessing in the disguise. But if somebody doesn't take in the right sense, then that may become, you know, extra problem for that person. Then that curse will become severe, more severe. But if that, even the chastisement from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from the senior Vaishnavas, from the leader of the community, from the spiritual master, you know, Srila Prabhupada comments in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he says that the punishments coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead or spiritual master or the leader of the community, the Vaishnava community, should be taken as mercy. Because even if, you know, sometimes somebody may give you bad words or somebody may chastise you heavily, which you may not like, but that will really purify your heart. And that will turn out to be blessing in disguise. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.